Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you. We are with you till 10 o'clock today, taking into the weekend. It's a football Friday. We've got playoff football this weekend in eight cities. We've got, well, actually in four cities involving eight teams, we've got playoff football. Here, we play the anthem of football for the Texans head coaching search. Good morning, Seth Payne. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Happy birthday, Sean. It's your birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, Seth. I appreciate
it. I know
that.
This because multiple people have mentioned it to me over the last 2 weeks. And yet I completely forgot it. And then
it's okay.
Everybody on the floor this morning is bringing you cupcakes liquor and all this stuff.
Bucky's brisket sandwiches, anybody?
Yeah. I have nothing but good wishes and fond memories.
Which is fine
you.
With that's yeah. fine with me, man.
I think How old are you going to be?
I'm going to be the 5 to 3, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a relatively...
That's
a meaningless, birthday.
53, you know the old saying, 53 is the new 31 or something like that. You
pretty
know?
Much.
Yeah.
By Tom Brady. Although middle-aged white men's life expectancy has decreased by a good amount over these last several years.
Well, the good news is I'm like two.
Happy birthday, Sean.
The good news is I'm like 2 or 3 years away from not being middle-aged anymore. I'll have made it.
I'll say.
I'll be old.
People in our group, it started with the recession and then it continued on through COVID. It knocked off a few of us here and there.
Yeah.
It's what am I going to complain?
I've had a good run, man. I've had a hell of a run.
The overall balance sheet is like, I still got a good chunk of privilege there.
You got that right. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so if anybody needs any cupcakes, there are plenty of cupcakes in the studio today. Boy, we got a lot to get to here. Out of nowhere. Yesterday, boom, Josh McCown interviewed for the Houston Texans head coaching job. I guess that one, not a surprise in that we know that the Texans, Jack Easterby in particular, seem to be very fond of Josh McCown. They brought him in off the practice squad from Philly last year in the middle of a lost season to sit in the building and not play. And then he interviewed for the job last year out of nowhere. So I guess this shouldn't be totally out of nowhere, except for the fact that with the other candidates they've interviewed so far, they've had to actually request, other than Flores, they had to request permission because they're currently employed by other teams or, in the case of Hines Ward, a school.
Have to ask permission of Josh McCown's son's high school? I think he was volunteering there a little bit. Yeah, so it's like Rusk. Did they have to send a letter to Rusk High School?
Can you imagine?
Can we interview your volunteer coach, Josh McCown?
I'm just picturing the principal like in his office, like pointing at the phone, like, this is Nick Caserio. I got Nick Caserio on the phone.
Just think, Sean, without Josh McCown, I mean, and his positive influence on younger quarterbacks, we might be facing Deshaun Watson with like 26 lawsuits or something. Thank God they brought Josh McCown in midway through last season to right the ship and to be a mentor for young Deshaun.
You know what, though? Maybe. We got to go look and see the date that they acquired Josh McCown and then look at the date on the lawsuit that involves the latest accusation. You know, like if the latest accusation was like October 21st, 2020, and then Josh McCown was in the building like 2 weeks later, then maybe there is, you know, too little too late. You know, there's already 22 accusations, but maybe he was able to curtail that, you know?
Dude, listen, though. It's an interview. Who knows what happens with it? But, like, okay, Josh McCown interviews for the head coaching job last year. It's kind of a goof and funny and weird. But he, like, with no coaching experience whatsoever. So you figure, well, he's not ready for it. So what's he do? He goes and doesn't coach football
goes
for a year.
And gets coaching experience with his son's high school team. You jerk.
He goes and doesn't actually coach football for a year. But now a year later, he's going to come in and, you know, maybe be a little bit more seasoned as a guy who's still never actually coached football. Dude. Like, volunteer coaching, that's not the same thing.
You know,
again, that's, you're not making decisions.
You know what's funny? True. You know what's funny is that, you know, they interviewed, what, like 7 or 8 guys last year for the job. It ended up going to David Culley. None of us really expected that. But I don't think any of the other guys they interviewed for the job last year wound up getting jobs. But some of them are in the mix again this year. Like, yeah. Matt Eberflus is going to get a job. He's a finalist for 2 jobs. He's going to get one of those jobs. The one guy the Texans have brought back this year into the pool. Not Eric Bieniemy, not Matt Eberflus, not even Leslie Frazier. Josh McCown. Is he getting this job, Seth?
Probably. Whatever. this report from Albert Breer that there's people in NFL circles who believe that the Texans might not go the traditional way or normal way.
You want me to read the tweet? I got it right here. Albert Breer, who's very plugged in with the Texans, very plugged in, tweeted this after the McCown interview was reported. There are some in NFL hiring circles who believe the Texans want to do something distinctly different here rather than just go down the same path. Hiring Josh McCown would certainly qualify.
It certainly would.
Is there any template for hiring Josh McCown? Like, is there any equivalent of hiring Josh? I mean, there's equivalents in other sports, you know, like hiring Steve Nash to coach the Brooklyn Nets is the same, is very, very similar to hiring Josh McCown to coach the Texans. The problem is, and I had somebody ask me this on Twitter the other day, and they're like, what's the importance of a head coach to an NFL team, really? And I said, it is by far, in professional sports, by far the most important head coaching position. You know, like, it's way, to me, way more important than a manager in baseball or a head coach in basketball.
The first thing that I thought of was Art Briles made a pretty quick jump from high school head coach to Texas Tech head coach. But he did have a 2-year, or excuse me, the Houston head coach. He spent 2 years as a running backs coach at Texas Tech before he became the head coach. So it wasn't like he went straight from high school to college, but that's a pretty big leap, I suppose. But he'd been, I mean, a very successful head coach already.
Jerry Faust did that at Notre Dame back in the 80s.
He was straight from high school.
He was
Notre
the head
Dame.
Coach at Cincinnati Moeller, which is like
a big one. Yeah,
it's a football factory. Yeah. And he got hired at Notre Dame as a high school. He was a high school coach. Went straight to one of the biggest head coaching jobs in college football.
Had he had any college experience before he took the high school job?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Art Briles, I guess, was relatively unseasoned when he got a job at a Division I.
The fact that we're digging into, like, not even the NFL level, but, like, we're digging in from, like, high school to college from, like, 20 and 35 years ago says everything you need to know about how unorthodox this move would be for the Houston Texans.
It would be – it's another example of, hey, if you're doing something that's so far out on the bell curve – that nobody else is doing it, you are either a genius or you are an absolute moron. Like, in general. Sometimes you just make a bad decision. But this would be if they did this would be a deliberate move to go way outside of the norm. And you got to think that you got some kind of edge in doing that somehow. So it's sink or swim with that philosophy.
Yeah, when Nick Caserio gave that answer at his press conference last week, about where he brought up Mike Tomlin as an example. You know, hey, the Steelers were going into their head coaching search thinking they were looking for one thing, and Mike Tomlin had been a coordinator for 1 year in Minnesota, and he came in, he was in his early 30s, and he blew them away in the interview process, and now look at him. He's been here 15 years. He's never had a losing season. Great hire, and it has. It's been a great hire for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is, I mean, this is way beyond that. Like, this is not the Tomlin thing prepares you for hiring Gerard Mayo. The Tomlin thing prepares you for hiring Gannon, who's been a coordinator for 1 year with the Eagles. There's nothing that prepares you for Josh McCown being named the head coach of the Houston Texans.
This is the thing that it would bother me because, look, there's a steep learning curve. Even for – I remember when Gary Kubiak first got here. And, you know, I was in my 10th year in the league that year, and I remember being very impressed with Kubiak with how prepared he was to be a head coach. Yep. But even Gary would say, I mean, he told us basically to the team one day in a team meeting about just how crazy the crazily different the demands are when you're a head coach compared to being a coordinator, position coach, anything like that. And Gary had been in the league forever. You know, it is more years. He'd spent more years in the NFL than he had in, you know, his life previous to the NFL. Yeah. And yet there was still kind of a shock factor to him when he took over finally. So that's what I would worry about. And then that's when I realized, oh, yeah, all these conspiracy theories about Easterby and Caserio just wanting a puppet probably would be true. Like, right. They want a guy. They want a kid who will mind. He'll mind.
Yes.
He'll mind what Caserio and Easterby tell him to do.
He'll fit right into what they want to do. There's no question about that. All right. So next segment, let's get into this. What do the current Texan players think of the Josh McCown interview? Some of them are commenting on it. And what are the ties between Josh McCown and Jack Easterby? Josh McCown shed some light on that when he signed with the Texans, or when he was brought over from the Eagles to the Texans last year. We'll have that for you as we roll on here on a Football Friday. Payne and Pendergast, stay there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast on a Football Friday. Here was Josh McCown, Texans head coaching candidate. Sixth in the pool, fifth interview, sixth in the pool of candidates that the Texans would like to have interviewed. Kevin O'Connell, I believe, still has not met with the Texans. At least it's not been reported by the team, if he has. And they've been pretty diligent about reporting who has interviewed for this vacancy. Here was Josh McCown after he was brought in last season as a player, two seasons ago, 2020, as a player, and he was asked about his friendship, his relationship with Jack Easterby.
I knew Jack from some different things, you know, previous, obviously, you know, different stops along the way and mutual friends, and then, you know, different kind of professional things that we've been involved in. So I didn't know Jack before, just, you know, have a ton of respect for him, just who he is, what kind of man he is, and just, you know, his ability to lead and you know, and love and serve people, and it's attractive quality, and I think, you know, he's got a vision for you know, how he wants an organization to go, and you know, that was the conversations that we had, was just, you know, coming and joining, you know, kind of what, you know, what he saw as the direction he wanted to take this thing. And so I'm just, you know, thankful to be a part of it.
That quote got a lot of buzz. Now, keep in mind, again, that was from the middle of the 2020 season. So about probably 15 months ago, something like that, Seth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was Josh McCown when he was brought in as a player talking about Jack Easterby. If they crossed paths along the way, it was never because they were, at least until the Texans, it was never because they were part of the same organization. Because to my knowledge, Jack Easterby has been with the Jaguars, the Chiefs, the Patriots, and the Texans. The only one of those teams that McCown ever played for was the Texans in 2020.
It was, I want to say, it was like at a Bible conference or something when they first met.
That would stand
a
reason.
Some kind of fellowship of Christian athletes type thing.
Yeah, that would stand a reason.
which is as good a place as any to meet.
But I guess.
I'm not, like, look, frankly, you know how I feel about cult-like football programs. I'm all for them. They work.
I don't believe
in anything.
It's not revisionist history.
When you take it to cult level, like with Clemson or anything else, like, oh, all right, whatever, it works. As long as you're not, you know, as long as you're not actually discriminating against people and you allow for, people that are a bit different, but kind of cult-like, then go for it.
What do you make of the comments on the Instagram post? The Texans put up an Instagram post with a picture of Josh McCown, and it says, we completed our interview with Josh McCown for our head coaching position today. Head coach tracker in the bio. So they've got a head coach tracker, I guess, on the website. But the bigger story from the Instagram post, here are the comments. Kamu Grugier-Hill, yes, sir. Christian Kirksey, yep, my dog Josh. Jordan Jenkins, my dog, hands up emoji, you know, like the hands. John Weeks, two fire emojis with a yes, sir afterwards. All right, well, John Weeks, the first three seem like genuinely great human beings. The first two, Kamu Grugier-Hill and Christian Kirksey, are free agents. They may not even be here next year. Now, if I had to guess, they're probably on the short list of guys that the team would like to bring back. Jordan Jenkins is under contract for next year. John Weeks, an OG, likes the interview of Josh McCown. I know he's the long snapper. He's not the quarterback or anything. That carries weight with me, Seth.
Well, I think it does. If only because, at the very least, you want to be sure that these reports of, you know, a guy being a charismatic leader of men are true. At the very least, you want to be sure that the only real positive thing that people can say about the guy, since he's never actually coached before, at least can you be sure that that is true. I think there's been enough positive word of mouth by, you know, players that have either played with him for the Texans or elsewhere. Grugier-Hill would have been with him in Philadelphia, right? Not in Houston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So Grugier-Hill remembers him from Philadelphia.
Kirksey was with him in Cleveland, I believe, 2015, 2016. Yep.
The guy has probably played with 75% of players who have played in the last decade.
Yes.
Because he's been bounced around to so many places. I shouldn't say he's played at all these places, but he's
he's had 12 different stops. I don't even know that any of them have been repeat stops. Arizona, Detroit, Oakland, Miami, Carolina, San Francisco, Chicago, Tampa, Cleveland, the Jets, Eagles, Texans, 12 different stops. Oh, and a little stop along the way in my hometown, the Hartford Colonials of the defunct UFL.
I didn't know that. That changes everything.
He was there with Gerard Johnson in 2010 with head coach Jerry Glanville.
He's got a
ask me any question about the Hartford Colonials.
He's got 76 career starts. Future Texans quarterback Josh McCown does.
Look, when you're around, he's around 20 years. That's like three.
I know,
starts a year.
I'm saying, like, I would have. That's more than I expected. There's two things. That's more than I would have expected. Another number that I just heard that is less than I expected, despite math being very simple, was that Tom Brady is an impressive 14-2 in divisional round games. But there's part of me that was like, that doesn't seem like that many games. Then you realize, like, oh, yeah, you can only play one divisional round every year.
You can only do it once a year.
Yeah, but doesn't that sound
yes,
at first?
Yes.
Like, at first it sounds like, yeah, no way, he's played more than that.
It feels like every record of any, like, subset for Tom Brady should be like, oh, he's 62-12.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
But, like, yeah, you can only be in as many divisional games as one per season.
The approval rating on the Instagram post seems to be high. The approval rating of Texan fans, if we're to take the 1,014 people that voted in my Pender poll about Josh McCown.
Oh, yeah, let me guess. I haven't looked at this intentionally.
Yeah. And the question, for those who don't know, I've been putting up polls for people to vote on Twitter as to whether or not they approve of the hire of each of the candidates. So the question is, for Texan fans, would you approve of a hire of longtime NFL quarterback Josh McCown as the next Texans head coach? Yes or no? What percentage do you think said, yes, we would approve of this hire, Seth?
23%.
Lower.
Is it really?
Yes.
Lower than 23%?
Yes.
Whoa.
Lower.
No way.
Yeah.
I feel like even maybe like the Jack Easterby apologists are bailing on this one.
Much.
They're like, well, listen, I've been saying that Easterby doesn't have any influence on this stuff. I gotta back that up.
Much lower.
Oh, like 7%?
11%.
Wow.
11.2%.
How many votes?
1,014. Yeah.
Whew. That's a quorum right there.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not a bad cross section.
11%. Yeah, that's pretty 11, low.
11%.
He's going to have to win a bunch of people over. He doesn't have to win John Weeks over. John Weeks has been won.
Now, before you go, hey, fans don't know what they're talking about, especially if you're with the Texans and you're like, well, that's the fans. They don't know what they're talking about. Yeah. I've done this exercise for every candidate that's interviewed for the vacancy going back to last year's pool of candidates interviewing for the job David Culley eventually got. You know who has the lowest approval rating in this exercise in the history of the in the history of the 15 or so coaches that I posted one of these for? You know who has the lowest approval rating of all time?
I feel like I've been led to David Culley.
David Culley, 6%.
Okay. Football playing Jesse.
That's what he was back in the day.
He was a football coaching Jesse
football
is what he was.
Football coaching Jesse.
He was.
Yeah. Play the one about punting, Ben. I need to hear that again. I need it on a loop. I want to hear him talk about
punting. If we got to go three and out and punt it, we're good.
I miss him. I miss him already.
David Culley's, as of yet, has not been interviewed for any head coaching positions.
No, he's doing an interview with our colleagues in Kansas City today, though.
Not for the Chiefs.
No, on the morning show on our sister station. Yeah. No, he's doing like a football interview where he tells funny stories. As opposed to a head coaching interview where he probably went in and told funny stories. I'm guessing that's how he got the job last year.
I bet he's got some good stories about Andy Reid that he's
ooh,
he's
I can't wait. I bet he does. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday. So that's the big news with the Texans. Josh McCown interviewed yesterday.
Boy, this Josh McCown, it'll be yet another hire where it's a really likable guy who's made really difficult to like. Because of that, because of the circumstances. And then we're going to go through the whole thing again where, like, hey, you know, people say, hey, don't take it out on Culley. It's not his fault. And then for Josh, it'll be the same thing. But maybe they'd have to turn it up. The thing about hiring a Josh McCown is that the turnaround better be fast. Like, there's no time. If you think the fans are angry now, if Josh McCown goes through a 4-13 season,
which he will,
it's going to be even uglier. Right?
He will.
Right?
Yeah. This team's going to be forecasted to win the same amount of games they won last year. It is going to be bad.
They'll have a bunch of extra speed and talent and everything. It could be good. Chuck.
Look, as you pointed out, it could be anything. It's the NFL.
Come on.
Okay. Okay.
Just let me have this. Let me have a day where I entertain the fantasy of Josh McCown.
Look, it's intriguing. It's interesting. I don't know that it's going to work. This I know. Actually, I say this I know. Like, I know anything about this team. But I will say this. Like, we've said all along, like, boy, if you're a GM, you don't get a chance to hire a third head coach. This is really a heat check. If they were to do this, if they were to hire Josh McCown, this is a massive heat check by Nick Caserio if it were not to have worked out.
You know what, Sean? I'm going to do something. I'm going to rectify something from earlier in my career. When I was a rookie, I played on a Jaguars team that was very good. And also some of the very best players on that team, not all of them, but some of the very best were extremely religious. And this is like the first wave of when evangelicalism kind of washed over the NFL. And the Jaguars were one of the first teams that was like convinced that God wanted us to win.
Yeah, Mark Brunell.
Convinced that God, as we went to battle against these other groups of pretty much all Christian guys.
Human beings. It was that
God wanted us to win to glorify God.
Yeah.
Like they acted like we were going and playing like the Muslims of Cleveland or something. It was weird. It was really weird. But now I can choose to join in this holy crusade that we have against all the other Christian teams in the NFL.
Feels good, don't
to prove
it?
That we are the one with Josh McCown and Jack Easterby at the helm that deserve to just put a sword through the heart of other people who are pretty much just like
Glory
us.
Glory be to God. Let's go score some touchdowns. All right, the biggest reasons to watch each divisional round game this week. We got playoff football this weekend. Not here so much, but in other places. The biggest reasons to watch each divisional round game this weekend. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday. All right, so the big story locally, Josh McCown interviewed for the Texans head coaching job yesterday. The big story nationally is we got four playoff football games this weekend. You can hear the games right here on Sports Radio 610, so make a note of that. Keep it tuned right here all day today, and then just leave it on here and just listen to football all weekend here on the station. All right, let's get into some of these games here, Seth. The biggest reasons to watch each divisional round game this weekend. I've got my biggest reasons here. I've also got the Texans' ties to each of these teams in case we need them. Certainly the first game of the weekend, the early Saturday game, Cincinnati at Tennessee, ton of Texans flavor in that game. There's seven former Texan players. There's Mike Vrabel. There's assistant coaches.
Ooh.
And then Cincinnati, you got DJ Reader and Vernon Hargraves. James Casey is on the staff there. I'd forgotten about that. He was, of course, a tight end here with the Texans, played at Rice.
And one of the, as we were going through our highly popular who's the best fifth-round pick in Texans history.
2 days ago, yeah.
James Casey was up there on that list.
James Casey and DJ Reader. That's where former Texans fifth-round picks go to. I'm not going to say go to die.
Go to thrive, Sean.
They go to thrive.
They don't go to die, they go to thrive.
That is where they go to make deep playoff runs. And that is where, Seth, my biggest reasons to watch this game, the legend of Joe Burrow blossoming and the Titans possibly choking away a one seed. Not a lot of people backing the Titans this weekend.
Yeah, I wonder if choking is the right word, though, because the Titans have done an admirable job this year of, despite losing their big-name players, you know, most notably, obviously, Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown, but various other players due to injury for large swaths of time, they've played over 90 players. 90 guys will win a Super Bowl ring, Sean, if the Titans win a Super Bowl.
That's incredible.
90 guys, it's some kind of record. That's one reason Vrabel is, you know, being talked about as potential coach of the year. They lost all their star guys and still they're this good. This is the big thing. Obviously, Derrick Henry, how much can he be used? How effective is he after this foot surgery that usually takes a lot longer than 2 or 3 months to recover from? How is he versus a not-so-great Bengals run defense? Yes, they have DJ Reader, but the Bengals run defense is not so hot. So that's pretty much the sum total of everything right there, I think, is if Derrick Henry is back 100%, I think then the Titans easily win. If not, then it becomes a real football game.
Easily, huh? We watched Davis Mills pick on that Tennessee secondary. You don't think Cincinnati can get some things done with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd and all those
they
weapons?
They can, but I think that the Titans can still control the game well enough. And the Titans secondary is, I think they're like better than the sum total because their safety play is really good. They do a good job of limiting a lot of the deep stuff, and they generate a pass rush that's really probably more based on the coverage doing a good job than the defensive line itself. But I just think that the Titans, if Derrick Henry, but Sean, that's a huge if. If Derrick Henry can help them control the game, then yeah, I like the Titans. But if Derrick Henry, and the chances are that Derrick Henry isn't going to be able to control the game, and all of it, a lot of this is going to be, I think you're going to be able to figure out in the first quarter, all right, what is Derrick Henry? Mm-hmm. Is he the same? If he's not the same, then Cincinnati might really be able to dictate terms.
What is, if Vrabel, who is not a Belichick disciple coaching-wise, but certainly comes from that Patriots school of thought, if they're trying to get the choke point of the Cincinnati Bengals, take away what they do best, is it an obvious one here? I mean, what's...
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase. Right. I mean, they don't... When Ja'Marr Chase... This sounds obvious, but again, it's obvious for every team all the time, and for whatever reason, Belichick does a better job of taking away the best guy on your team. And with Ja'Marr Chase, I think there have been some games where even Joe Burrow has looked good, but Ja'Marr Chase hasn't gone off. And the Bengals largely go the way of Ja'Marr Chase. So if Vrabel can figure out a way to take Ja'Marr Chase or limit Ja'Marr Chase, that's a key to the game. But it's just harder to do than it sounds because Ja'Marr Chase can beat every kind of coverage. And that's where Joe Burrow's in a weird spot. He's done well versus pressure and produced versus pressure, but does take a lot more risks with the ball, and I think he's gotten lucky a couple of times. I think Joe Burrow could end up having a classic, like, oh, welcome to the playoffs. The Titans were able to pressure you, and this is now the rubber meets the road versus a really good team. You might have a little bit of a setback here.
Yeah, Kevin Byard is back there. You know, yeah. Like Kevin Byard is maybe the best safety in football. He's back there patrolling center field. So that's a really good point by you. All right, the late game
Is it a good point? So it comes down for me, like basically if Derrick Henry in the first quarter looks like he's still a formidable force and scary, I think the Titans are going to win the game.
I'm talking about the last part with Joe Burrow where like I think he is ripe to have one of these games where he throws three or four picks. I think it's absolutely in play because I could see him forcing the ball down the field to Ja'Marr Chase. Absolutely.
You know what I'm going to do, Sean?
What's that?
In-game betting. This will be my first foray.
Oh, boy.
Going to be up in New York State this weekend, so I'll be able to. I think it's legal up there.
It is. They did $150 million in betting the first 2 days that they had the app to do it up there.
I'm going to
$150 million!
I'm going to sit with an ailing family member and have him help me out with with my in-game bets.
Oh, great. Devil may care.
Nah, he'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's on a lot of painkillers.
All right, let's get to the late game on Saturday. This will be an interesting one. San Francisco, fresh off the win over the... Oh, God, who did San Francisco beat... God, who did Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco beat over? Dallas. That's right.
To lead you through the.
That's right.
We talked about it for like 3 hours.
I'm getting all the failures in the playoffs mixed up. I was getting the Cowboys mixed up with the Cardinals in my head.
Why are you? It's because people are bringing you all this sugar this morning for your birthday.
It is.
You're not sugar accustomed to it.
And other foreign substances.
Damn, it's a bad influence on this floor.
It's unbelievable.
You can push it away the next time somebody comes.
Exactly. So San Francisco travels to Green Bay. I don't know what the temperature is going to be in Green Bay, but it's January. It's going to be cold up there. Big reasons to watch this game, Seth, for me, Aaron Rodgers, if the Niners are able to upset the Green Bay Packers, we've got Aaron Rodgers drama going into the offseason. This could be Jimmy G's last game as the starting quarterback in San Francisco. And I'm anxious to see what D'Amico Ryans can do defensively against Matt LaFleur, who they were both part of the same list of employees on the Texans. They weren't on the same staff or same roster. D'Amico was a player, and LaFleur was an assistant coach, but they are familiar with one another.
This is, I remember, Sean, we were talking earlier in the season when the Bills weren't running the ball particularly well. We thought, and Josh Allen had the horrible quarterback rating in cold weather games, that it looked like the Bills might actually be one of the worst AFC teams to play in cold weather, despite being in Buffalo, New York, and having this huge, big-handed quarterback with a rocket arm that can cut through the wind. they fixed a lot of that, and now they do. The Bills do look like a good cold weather team. It's kind of the opposite of that. I look at the 49ers, and I feel like the 49ers might be actually constructed to be the best cold weather team in the NFC. Their defense has come on a lot stronger over the second half of the season. I think if you look at a lot of the defensive rankings, they don't necessarily tell you exactly what the 49ers are as a defense. And then just that Shanahan rushing attack with all the weapons that they have and the different types of guys they have to do it is something that versus a Packers really bad run defense could really make a huge difference. In cold weather, it's going to be 4 degrees at kickoff.
I knew it would be cold. The recipe, that's interesting, Seth, because these two, if I'm not mistaken, I got to go look it up. I believe these are the two teams that faced off in the NFC title game a few years ago when San Francisco actually wound up going to the Super Bowl back in 2019. And if memory serves, and I'm looking it up right now, the San Francisco 49ers in that game, Jimmy Garoppolo only threw the ball 8 times.
Yeah.
When the Niners, now that game was in San Francisco, not in Green Bay, but yes, 37-20. I'm looking at the box score. 37-20, the 49ers beat up on the Packers. And yes, Jimmy Garoppolo in that game, Seth, 6 of 8 for 77 yards. Raheem Mostert, 29 carries for 220 yards. How about this? Deebo Samuel, before he became this version of Deebo Samuel, which is the ultimate Swiss Army knife, he actually had 2 carries for 43 yards in that game. So I would imagine that was back when he was exclusively a receiver, probably a couple end-arounds. But as a team, Seth, that day they ran 42 times for 285 yards. I'm not saying they need to run for 285 yards, but running for 6.8 yards per carry on however many carries they have, that's the recipe for San Francisco in this game. It ain't putting it on Jimmy G. That's not the recipe.
The 49ers had beat the Packers 37-8 earlier that season.
Yeah.
Remember that? Boy, that's all coming back. This big matchup after they just got doused by them.
So what do you think, man? Because I really like the Packers this weekend, but I'm starting to talk myself into it, at least taking the points in this game.
Well, this is where I don't trust the Packers' defense. And this, like you just mentioned those numbers, where Jimmy Garoppolo played largely a minimal role in the playoff game. Earlier in the season, when the 49ers beat up on the Packers that year, Jimmy Garoppolo had a 145 quarterback rating in that game. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Extremely. Now, he only passed 20 times, but he was 14 for 20. But Garoppolo was very effective in that game. It's just that bind they put you in where they either just start crushing with your run and it sets up the pass or vice versa.
Yep.
But ultimately, I don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I don't either.
Ultimately, I can't really trust Derrick Henry in the Titans game yet until I see him out there. I do not now, never have I, nor never will I trust Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Not one little bit.
Nope.
So when he couldn't be trusted last week in a very nice weather environment in a dome, I don't trust him in 4-degree weather.
Let's hit these Sunday games real quick. The Rams at Tampa Bay, big stories here. Brady obviously going for ring number 8. And this is Matthew Stafford's deepest postseason run in his career because he finally won a game in the postseason on Monday night. What do you think about this game in Tampa Bay on Sunday, the early game on Sunday, Seth?
The thing I'm intrigued about is, okay, the Rams running the ball very well last week, but going up against a Tampa Bay defense that has Vita Vea and a whole bunch of other
they're excellent against the run.
And this is the thing with the Rams. The Rams are really good as long as you limit how much Stafford gets involved. If Stafford's throwing much more than 20 times a game with the Rams, it gives Stafford too many opportunities to screw it up.
Yep.
And he's still relatively unproven in the playoffs. The guy's played very few playoff games.
He played 4 playoff games in his career. He just finally won one.
Yeah. So I think ultimately I trust the Bucks, who are vastly depleted. Like all the things that make the Bucks special half of them are gone and missing right now.
Yeah.
We might get playoff Leonard Fournette back, and we'll see. He's not. He's like Derrick Henry light. He's going to make a difference, but not quite what Derrick Henry does to the Titans. So I have to go with the Bucs in this one, and it's largely based on Matt Stafford. So far, Matt Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo taking it on the chin in the Seth Payne playoff evaluation.
They are. Have you looked at the lines on any of these games? Because I'm curious what you would guess the line to be on Buccaneers-Rams.
Bucs-Rams, I'm guessing, is Bucs by 4.
3.
It's a weird number.
Yeah. 3.
I should have said 3.
Bucs 3, yeah. I think Bucs 3 sounds a little light. I like the Buccaneers in that game. And then the last one, this is the game of the weekend. And this is, I think, a lot of people viewing this as the, certainly the odds makers, the de facto AFC title game. The Buffalo Bills, fresh off a trajectory-changing romping of the New England Patriots last week, 47-17. A demon-exercising 47-17 win over New England last week. They now travel to Kansas City to try to exercise last year's playoff demons and go beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. Kansas City is a 3.5-point favorite in this game. Quest for the third Super Bowl in 3 years for the Chiefs. The Bills Mafia trying to get back there, Seth. What do you think? I think this is going to be a classic.
I'm trying to figure out whether I want to call the Bills just because of emotional reasons, a distaste for Patrick Mahomes, a fond memory of Jim Kelly. I don't know. But I'm feeling the Bills. I can't deny it. Maybe it's for all the wrong reasons.
Is it because they can finally run the football now?
They can run the football. And look, I think as long as...
Like with a running back, Josh Allen.
They can run with a running back, but a lot of that, kind of like when Cam Newton was in his prime, they could run with a running back, but it was still kind of predicated on the threat of Cam Newton running.
Yeah.
It made the running backs better. And I think with Josh Allen, that's exactly where we are right now, where Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator, said, okay, we're going to make you the quarterback version of John Riggins or a young Lamar Jackson, whatever it might be. And come hell or high water, we're going to get you some carries, and you can do it single-handedly that way. Versus that Kansas City defense that nobody really trusts or believes in, especially people in Kansas City. Like, you know, we have a few people that from Kansas City that for whatever weird reason like to listen to us. I think they're nodding their heads in agreement. They don't really believe they can trust Kansas City. And then Pat Mahomes, who this year has been frazzled somewhat when teams play it conservatively with zone and make Patrick Mahomes try to dink and dunk his way down the field instead of taking deep shots. I think the Bills can be very adept, as they were earlier this season, at playing that type of defense. Like the kryptonite to the Chiefs offense this year hasn't been exercised perfectly by every team, obviously, especially as of late. But I think the Bills are very easily capable of dispatching with them again.
That should be a lot of fun. You can hear all those games right here on Sports Radio 610. 2 tomorrow, 2 on Sunday. And, I look at all four of these games. They've got the potential to be really, really fun games to watch and listen to here on Sports Radio 610. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday. All right, we still have a lot to get into. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I am curious people's opinions on Josh McCown interviewing for, and possibly, who knows, getting the Texans' head coaching job. It was David Culley basically just a one-year shield so that Josh McCown didn't have to come in last year and deal with the roster that was put together last year. He's coming into what I think is a slightly better situation, still not optimal this year. So what are your thoughts on that? 713-572-4610. Josh McCown interviews with the Texans. One thing you need to remember, though, before you go criticizing or praising, one thing you need to remember about coaching searches. We'll tell you what it is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.